Midnight by Jacqueline Wilson. Read by Helen Lederer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dear CD, Mum and Dad are going out tonight to a big dinner and dance. I've never been to a dance, unless you count school discos, and they were awful. I thought Will might come and talk to me. I knew he wouldn't dance with me, though we used to do all sorts of crazy dance routines at home. But Will acts like he doesn't even know me at school. A lot of the time he acts like we're strangers at home, too. It's ever since he found out. It's changed everything. I wonder if you ever go to dances. I always look in the papers and the party pages of Mum's Hello magazine, just in case I might catch a glimpse of you. I did get hopeful when I read that Midnight won the Book of the Year award at some glitzy publishing do. I went to W.H. Smith's after school for a week, thumbing through everything, hoping there might be a photo of you. I saw a woman with long blonde hair holding a copy of Midnight and a big gold trophy in the shape of a pen nib. Is she your wife? Your girlfriend? She's very pretty and very lucky. With love from Violet. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Chapter 1. Are you sure you're going to be all right? Mum asked. They'll be fine, said Dad. Come on, or that minicab chap will start creating. You've got the number of the hotel, just in case, said Mum. It's by the phone. Of course, in a real emergency, you'd better call the police. There wouldn't be much point. They'd all be at your dance, I said. Dad bared his teeth in a silly smile. He'd swapped his dark tunic and trousers and white working shirt for this...